ZINASU President Pride Mukono told journalists the peaceful protest codenamed Final Force will run for 60 days and they expect several so-called incompetent ministers to resign during the campaign. Mukono described most unit government ministers as greedy and irresponsible politicians.
In 60 days for which the campaign will run, we will witness the emergence of new militants that is centered on peaceful civil disobedience. In 60 days, the students of Zimbabwe will demand their right to learn and defend it for future generations. In 60 days, some ministers may resign. In 60 days, institutions of higher learning will know no peace. In 60 days, the students will not get the doors of their government to petition it to respond forthwith. And in 60 days, students will struggle against a government that has become a monster devouring its own children.
He said ministers cannot continue to live a lavish lifestyle while students struggle in extreme poverty and fail to attend lectures. Mukono said what is surprising is that a number of ministers in the unit government benefited from state education funds, yet today they are privatizing education and shutting out those from poor families.
And this cannot go unchallenged. As student leaders, it is actually our moral duty and actually a responsibility to condemn the kind of leadership that we have in this country. It is now an open secret that 75% of students in higher tertiary institutions are children of peasants and civil servants, whom this government has completely negated.
He said the mediocrity, corruption and chaos in the inclusive government must be stopped with immediate effect. ZINASU attacked Higher Education Minister Stan Mudenge and Finance Minister Tendai Biti for quarreling in public about the cadetship program. Government owes universities and other tertiary institutions more than $50 million in unpaid fees for students on cadetship, with Mudenge blaming it on Biti. Biti says government has no money and is negotiating with banks to provide loans to students. Meanwhile, Indigenization Minister Xavier Kasukwere yesterday told a Zimbabwe Economic Society meeting that Zimbabwe cannot develop while having banks that oppose the country's black economic empowerment law.
Why should you be in this country if you're not interested in supporting our people? I mean, this is a fundamental question. It's not about you being looking nice. Ah, we need international lines of credit. For goodness sake, they have done nothing, absolutely nothing. Let them give me the statistics of who have they funded. Come back, let's tell me how much they funded and to who. Standard Bank, who have they supported? Just because we want international names, we allow them to hold our people's deposits and work against us, sabotage us.
Kasukwere said banks will be indigenized and those opposed to such moves should leave the country. Finance Minister Biti and Reserve Bank Governor Gideon Gono do not agree with Kasukwere on the indigenization of foreign-owned banks operating in Zimbabwe. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.